Abortions in Texas on hold. Again, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, on orders of the Texas Supreme Court.
Friday night's ruling adding to the shifting legal landscape around abortion laws. The state high court, with its 9 Republican justices, temporarily blocked a lower court order that allowed abortions to resume for up to 6 weeks of pregnancy. At issue are Texas abortion laws that predate Roe v. Wade and are still on the books. A hearing is set for July 12th to consider a more permanent injunction.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, Ohio's Supreme Court has refused to block that state's new abortion law that bans the procedure once a fetal heartbeat is detected. The ACLU and several abortion providers are suing, claiming the law violates Ohio's Constitution. President Biden teleconferencing yesterday with several of the country's Democrat governors to discuss protecting abortion access.
There's a lot we have to do. I think we can get it done. I think the American people are with us.
New York's Governor Hochul urging the president to set up abortion clinics in federal facilities in states that ban or limit the procedure. Governor Hochul has also signed a new law to limit where weapons can be carried in New York State, including on public transportation, in courts, schools, hospitals, and entertainment venues. She claims the old concealed carry permit law struck down by the Supreme Court was working.
Compared to other states that have very limited, if any, restrictions at all on who can receive guns, background checks, concealed carry opportunities. New York State has a small number, 5 per 100,000 of deaths from firearms.
The new law also requires people applying to buy a gun in New York State provide their social media accounts for state review. A third law enforcement officer has died in southeastern Kentucky from the wounds suffered Thursday evening when a domestic abuse suspect opened fire on officers trying to serve a warrant. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Ahead of Independence Day, today is a day to encourage people to buy American.
Check the tab. It's Made in the USA or American Made Day, celebrated on this July 2nd by consumers, manufacturers, and brands as a way of shopping locally and boosting sales and production of homegrown products. Made in the USA Day started over 30 years ago, creating the holiday to celebrate products made entirely or a majority in the U.S. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Buying gas today will be a little less painful. AAA says the national average per gallon price is down 2 cents from yesterday, now just over $4.82. But going the wrong way in California, where the state tax on gas went up yesterday after lawmakers refused to halt an automatic increase. Drivers of certain vehicles from Ohio to North Carolina could get a gas bargain this weekend.
Altoona, Pennsylvania-based Sheetz gas and convenience stores are quite popular in the western part of the state, like Pittsburgh, but also all over Ohio and then down to Maryland and the Virginias and North Carolina. Eastern Pennsylvanians often quarrel with the western folk over what's better, Sheetz or competitor Wawa. But Sheetz this weekend is dropping prices on 2 varieties of gasoline to less than $4 a gallon. You need to be sure of what fuel your car takes. Sheetz Unleaded 88 has more ethanol in it than standard 87 octane, which could mean reduced mileage. And the E85 is for flex fuel engines, not standard automobiles. Evan Brown, Fox News.
The World Health Organization is warning that monkeypox cases across Europe have tripled in the last 2 weeks, calling for more steps to stop it from spreading. The illness primarily affects gay men. The U.S. has ordered 2.5 million doses of a smallpox vaccine. For the treatment of monkeypox, there have been about 350 cases reported in the U.S. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.